Why, hello there, my shy boy. Surprised to see me. Oh, look at you. Tensing up at the presence of a beautiful woman. Oh, I've never met a shy boy who doesn't tense up like you do. You must have a lot of questions for me. Who am I? Why have I brought you here? Why am I doing this to you? I know these are the questions you're asking yourself, and I know you want to ask me, but before you do, I just need you to stare into my big brown eyes. Yeah, that's right. Just look into my eyes. Look into my hypnotic gaze. Just like that. Now, here's the deal, baby. For the entire time I'm here with you, I want you to focus solely on my eyes. Just that. Nothing else. You will not turn your head. You will not look away from me while I'm looking at you. You see, my adorable shy boy, I have a lot planned for you today. And it will not work unless you constantly stare into my perfect brown eyes. Do you understand? Good. Now, on to your questions. Who am I? I'm Ava, and I had you brought here to me because I want to have fun with you. Fun with your mind. Fun with your body. Now, I know you don't want to be here. You might think that. And no one will help you because you're only a man. That is unfortunate for you, but believe me, baby, I won't do you any harm. I promise that you'll feel so good at the end. You'll never want it to stop. Now then, the reason I'm doing all of this to you is because I love playing and toying with shy cuties like you. There's just something so adorable about you that words can't describe. I don't know if it's your body size, your muscle size, your shyness, especially around women, or a combination of those. You've noticed at last. You are indeed naked. You're not used to being all exposed like this. Especially not in front of a woman, right? Don't lie to me. I know you don't. No shy boy in his typical mind will be confident about showing his body to others. What if I told you that you have the type of body that I desire most? What I mean is that a body like yours turns me on so much. I'm sorry. I checked you out before I greeted you. Seeing your whole body made me feel so hot. Don't look away from me. I want you to face me and see my desire for you in my eyes. Yeah, that's it. Just keep staring into my eyes. Now then. Yes. Shy boys turn me on so much. You, however, really caught my attention with how withdrawn you are. I had to do this to you. You are the most shy man I have ever met. Whatever happens today, I will enjoy it, and you will too. But don't be too worried. I can assure you that no harm will come to you. That is my promise. I can see your eyes getting tired. I'll cut you some slack then. You can blink. Feel better? Sam, that's so cruel. Has to let you stare into my eyes without rest. I'm not a hard dom. You've never heard of gentle domination before, have you? I didn't think you had. When people think of domination, they always tend to think of the hard variety where the dominatrix ties you up, whips you, and humiliates you. Sometimes they don't even reward their good boys for everything they do right. But rest assured, my shy boy, I am not like those hard dominatrix. I don't want to tie you up. I don't want to inflict pain on you, and I certainly don't want to humiliate you. You're far too precious to be put through all that. I bet you're asking what I do want from you. Why should I bother with you? It's quite simple. I want you to embrace and take in the pleasure that I want to give you. And I want you to maintain eye contact with me all throughout this experience. Beautiful, aren't they, my eyes? I imagine that when you see them, they glisten in the light. Like looking through gemstones. Or even like the stars up in the sky. They're so entrancing, aren't they? Feels intimate. It makes you feel vulnerable, doesn't it? You're tensing up again. How cute. It's okay to feel vulnerable, baby, because as long as I'm here with you, you never have to be worried. Tell me, baby, is it okay if I press my hands onto your bare chest? Maybe caress and stroke your chest? Oh, wait. I almost forgot. I don't need your permission to get what I want from you. Your skin is so soft on my hands. Tell me, does it feel nice feeling my fingers glide over your skin like that? I can feel the tension in your body go down. As I stroke my hands across your chest, I think you love it. Oh, my sweet pet, You love her. Mm-hmm. You can't lie to me about that. I can see it in your eyes. You can act all shy and scared all you want, but your eyes tell me the truth about your desire. After all, the eyes are the windows to the soul. You know what else I see, pet? I can see a man with confidence and pride. A man who isn't worried about what others think of him and can attract women on a whim without even trying. He's just caged, surrounded by chains of anxiety, doubt, pessimism, and he's waiting to be set free. I want to help you unleash that man within you, Pat. I want to make you feel so good. I want to give you a world of pleasure that will make you burst with magnificence. All you have to do is embrace my desire for you. I'm getting a feel of your stomach now, pet. Feels amazing. You don't need abs to make a woman feel good. And you don't need to hide your body from me to turn me on so much. Do my hands feel good over your stomach? That's right. I'm gonna rub my hands all over your body. That's how much I love it. I could take them anywhere I want to. Over your shoulders, stroking your arms, holding your hands. Maybe caress your face and, most importantly, your back. I can't really go around you to do your back because then you'd break eye contact with me. I don't want that. So I'm just gonna pull myself around you, get you all wrapped up in my arms, and let them reach around you to give you a nice, relaxing back scratch. Don't say you don't want it. Deep down, you know you do. You just don't want to admit it. Now, don't move an inch. Let me just... There we go. All in my embrace. Surprise. I'm naked as well. Did you think you would be the only one with no clothes on? Babe. It would feel humiliating for you to be completely exposed to me if I was still clothed. And it wouldn't be fair on you either. I told you before, I don't want to humiliate you. This is not about shaming you for being a shy boy. All I want is to make you feel so fucking good. So special. So, tell me, how does it feel having a hot, sexy, naked woman pressing her whole body into yours? It feels amazing. Heavenly. Pleasantly unworldly, doesn't it? You never thought in a million years this would happen, did you? I bet you're starting to feel proud of yourself because a gorgeous woman is caressing your whole body, gently scratching your back, rubbing her delicious breasts into your chest, brushing and wrapping her leg against yours, and staring so lovingly into your eyes, letting you know how much she wants you. You must be telling yourself this is all a dream. It can't really happen in real life. I hate to break it to you, my sweet, shy boy, but this is very much real. There's no need to be so pessimistic and anxious when I've got you wrapped in my arms. No harm will come to you. I promised you this at the start. This is making me so hot and wet, babe. You have no idea how much. Here, let me guide your hand to a very special place. Don't look down. My eyes are up here. Oh. Do you feel that, Ben? That's my pussy. And it's soaking wet. All because of you. Yeah, that's right. How about I let your hands get a feel of my body? Well, I tell you something. I've been waiting for so long for a shy boy like you to please. I find it a challenge, a fun challenge in seducing shy guys, making them moan and whimper for their mistress. They don't always like it when I'm so direct in how much I want to fuck them. And they don't even get my intentions when I'm indirect. I can feel you tracing the curves of my hips and waist. Don't stop, pet. But anyway, I'll be honest. You're not the only shy boy I did this to. There have been a few before you, but you're different. You see, most of the shy boys I seduce, they usually fall for me very quickly, but you've held out the longest. I think I'll keep you around for longer. Most of the boys I seduce, I let go after a while. Because they were too easy to toy with. And it seems to me that you actually do like this. You haven't stopped caressing my body. You've even played with my tits for a short while. Longer than any other part. And I don't know if you noticed, but your cock is now rock hard. I mean, it's been quite hard this entire time. I felt it twitch and throb against my thighs while I was giving you the back scratch. You've always wanted this. I know you have. Your eyes give it away. Now I would suck your cock, but then again, it would be so easy for you to break eye contact with me, and if there's one place my hands haven't touched yet, it's your thick, delicious, tasty, rock hard cock. I've anticipated this moment for so long now. It's something to savor from a shy boy such as you. I can't wait any longer for your warm cum to spray all over me. I'm gonna milk you so good. There'll be nothing left after. You're going to be moaning for me, begging me not to stop. Now, relax, let your mind wander and lose yourself as I take your cock in my hand and start stroking you. Oh. And down. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at you. Eye contact. Keep looking into my eyes. Yeah. You're such a good boy. I can tell you're enjoying this. You're using every last ounce of self-control right now to keep staring in my eyes. Oh, you're so good. Oh, yeah, your cock is so beautiful. It feels so amazing in my hand. I can't imagine other places. Oh, yeah, you've been a good boy so far. Maintaining eye contact with me for so long. If you can make it until you come, I promise to reward you. Oh, it's such a perfect fit in my hand. I picked a really good boy. Isn't that pre-cum I just felt? You're getting close, aren't you, pet? How about I speed up a little? Yes, so you want to burst all your cum onto me? Oh, you're so close. Yeah. That's a good boy. Yeah, don't hold anything back. Yeah, that's it. Oh, burst with pleasure for me, baby. Don't hold anything back. Look into my eyes, yeah? Yeah. Oh, God, I want your cock to explode with cum. Oh, yes, bad cum. Come for me. Come for your mistress. I want it now. I want it now. Give it to me. Oh. Yeah. Oh, you're amazing, baby. You came all over me. You came all over my stomach. Some got on my chest. And a little speck got on my neck. You saved up a lot of cum to get to this point, and I love it. You're such a good boy for me. You not only gave me so much cum, but you always maintained eye contact with me. I'm impressed. And as promised, you deserve a reward. It also means you'll be staying here for a while longer, but I'm sure you won't mind. The reward? Well, we'll be doing this all over again, but the next time we do it, not only will I allow your eyes to wander all over my body, but I'll be sucking that beautiful cock of yours, and I'll even let you thrust your cock into my hot, dripping pussy, and you'll even get to come inside me. A fitting reward for such a good, obedient boy. Even though you tried to look away and you were heavily tempted to, you still held on. That is effort that deserves reward. Thank you, pet. I'll be seeing you soon. Now kiss me.